got at the weekend jam. There's my girl Zoe. How was your week?
Oh, my week has been busy. I mean, with Mother's Day this weekend and just all the things coming down the pipeline at work and social events, you can definitely feel like the summer's starting to kick off for sure.
You had to go and get a job, huh? Just had to go and do that.
I'm so sorry. How's your week been, though?
I got the BTRV officially launched. We did 3 live on locations. We've got 3 podcasts out of it. I'm on cloud 9. I really am, Zoe. I'm so, so happy to have the BTRV for mental health.
Amazing.
Yeah. We are going to have a great show today. Keith Whittier joins the Weekend Jam. He is a good friend of mine. He is a renowned movie reviewer. He's going to let you know what you want to watch at the box office. Suma Garvey has got tips for those of you on the dating scene. Lita on Loud with 3 new songs you need to add to your playlist. And Chris Father Gilbrand is going to freak us out about food.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Lita is back with us as well because when I logged on to the calls today, both of you have got dogs barking in the background. I got a dog upstairs as well. And I got a fun little list of 10 ways your dog says, I love you. Now, Lita, I understand it's your neighbor's dog, but you do walk it. So there's a relationship there. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I break into my neighbor's house all the time and steal her dog for walks.
Fantastic. And I can hear Zoe's dog walking through the kitchen right now.
Yes, and her favorite way to say I love you is humping my legs. So.
Okay, not on the list. By the way, is that also how very handsome man? Never mind. 10 ways your dog says I love you. Number 10, licking.
Xena does a ton of that.
Kelty doesn't.
That's very true.
Kelty doesn't. My last dog was a big licker. It's really weird. All right. Calmly watching you leave. I found that interesting.
I did not know that. Yeah. Xena is usually very calm when I leave the house. Thankfully, no separation anxiety to report. So
yeah, my last dog, a lot of separation anxiety. Kelty, not so much. And she will. She stand at the door like.
See you soon. You know, that kind of checks out, though. Kind of checks out. It's like. You know, you go on a date and then that person just watches you walk away too. Your dog has the same feeling at that moment. Like, can you please come back?
Yes, Lita, they're one and the same. Leaning on you is a big way that a dog shows you that they love you. Leaning on
Xena
you.
Xena leans in hard to the point where she knocks me over sometimes. I'm like, okay.
Cuddling with you is a big way that dogs say, I love you.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
I hope so.
Number 6 is also how I show that I love you. Raising my eyebrows and showing tongue.
The wife must love that.
number 5 applies not to you, but it has applied elsewhere. Sleeping with you. I couldn't resist.
Many are on the list for me, Milky, but Xena is number 1 and only.
This is an interesting one. Ways your dog says I love you. Yawning when you yawn.
Oh, I just thought that was like a thing that just happens, you know, like what people in the office are like, don't yawn.
Yeah, I thought it was a people thing too. I didn't realize it was a dog thing. That's weird. I love it. Bringing you their toys, Avi.
Yep. Xena's been doing that really randomly recently, but.
Eye contact. Yeah.
All she does is stare at me deep into my soul.
My dog.
That's how she knows your best friends.
Yeah. My dog will stare at me, but if I try and get a picture of her, it's like she has autism and can't look at a camera. It's the craziest thing. And number 1, the obvious way that your dog says I love you, the good old tail wag.
Oh. More like for Xena, a tail whip, because watch your shins. Okay.
That's because she really loves you.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
So I've got the hottest goss coming out of Hollywood, but this one is, again, another mystery this week. So there is a book at Barnes & Noble on the pre-sale list at number 1. The author has not been announced yet. There is some suspicions, though, that it is good old T. Swift. So the book, why people believe this and why it's jumped to number 1 is because, again, like they said, the person hasn't been announced. The book is coming out on June 13th. 13th is Taylor Swift's favorite number. There is also 544 pages in the book. Add 544 up and you get 13. Also, the title of the book is apparently one of the lyrics for her songs. And of course, it is going to be coming out around the same time as one of her last albums, I believe. So there's suspicion that Taylor Swift might have done some sort of autobiography, or who knows? Maybe it's a love story. I don't know.
Taylor Swift could probably fill just 544 pages with just the names of every guy who she dated even once, and, you know, they didn't date again, and inspired one of her songs.
True. Very, very true. Maybe this is the tell-all about those relationships. I mean, we do get a lot in her songs, but maybe she just gives a little bit more spice to it. But everyone seems to be super hyped, of course, as T-Swift people will flock to just about anything she does. But yeah, already number one, and we don't even know if it's actually her or not. So whoever's book it is, if it isn't hers, congratulations. You just sold out and you didn't have to do
anything.
And I mean,
when's the last time, you know, you had this kind of conversation regarding the release of a book?
It's
only
true.
Taylor Swift could create that kind of hype. That's so cool. Celebrity news, or goss, as she called it, with Zoe here on the Weekend Jam.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Lita is back with three songs that we absolutely must add to our playlist. These are brand new songs every single week. Hey, Lita.
Hey, Milky. Hey, Zoe. How's it going?
It is going so good. It is so beautiful here, and it has been beautiful, and it'll keep being beautiful all weekend. So keep it up, weather. I'm here for it.
Everything is beautiful. All right, Lita, hit us with what you got here. What am I adding to my Spotify playlist this weekend?
Okay, to get you started, this lady, she's known for her sexually charged songs after her song Blow blew up back in 2020. Pun intended there. And this one, no different. We got Ruby Waters and her new song called Flash Flood. Meaning, if you're at work and you got headphones, make sure you put them in, because if you crank this one without them and you're at work, it could get a little awkward with the boss around. Like I said, it's a pretty sexually charged song, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, let's have a little listen to that one. Steamy. All right, what's next up?
Told you, she's making it clear how she's feeling. Up next, though, we got Hoodie Allen and Connor Price.
Hoodie Allen?
Yes, I love Hoodie Allen. Love, love, love. Loved him for years.
I figured you would appreciate this one here, Zoe. We got their new song, Vroom, inspired by none other than Mario Kart. And just saying, not only does the beat go for it, the lyrics super catchy. So I apologize in advance if the song gets caught in your head. And just saying, not responsible for any speeding tickets you might get while it plays.
All right, here's a little taste of Vroom.
Heard you got a man, that's too bad. Yeah, back in the picture like, oh damn, who's that? Cause I got what you need. Hey, keep that shit low key. Whoa, don't tell all your friends. Why, everybody want a piece. Whoa, damn, look, I'm smooth, yeah, no crashing.
Three new songs you must add to your playlist. She is Lita, and your number one choice this weekend is?
My number one choice, Milky, you twisted my rubber arm and you convinced me to go this route, and you're not wrong on it. We got Illinium, Avril Lavigne, and Travis Barker.
Yeah!
Eyes Wide Shot.
Yes, Avril back. Love it. Love it.
Not only is Avril coming back on this one, it's the first new song that she has dropped since that whole Avril Lavigne randomly dumping her fiance Maude's son when he went on tour, then linking up with Tyga in Paris. This is the first song that we've gotten since that whole saga happened, and I'm pretty sure it answers a lot of questions on what happened there.
Does this involve upside down pineapples? I'm starting to think Avril Lavigne is part of the upside down pineapple crowd.
Let's give it a listen and find out.
All right, we'll play the whole thing. She is Lita with us every single weekend here on the Weekend Jam with three new songs you must add to your playlist.
I say I love you.
Pump up the jam. Pump up the jam. Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it.
Zoe, let's do this. Memes we've seen. Of course, we are all over your Facebook, all over your Instagram. Oh, we're watching you. And when you post something really funny, we steal it for the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we pay you nothing. So.
And then we give it our Weekend Jam flair.
Yep, we do. Let's start with this one. Sorry I'm late. I saw a dog.
That I have said that. I have literally said that. The nice thing about my ADHD is that if my apartment was haunted, I would literally never notice. Oh, silly me, always leaving these cupboards and drawers open and the sink running at full blast, I say as the frustrated ghost screams into a pillow in the corner.
Okay, you know this is memes we've seen, not books we've read, right?
Oh,
that was a long one. Here we go. If you can't remember my name, just say coffee. Guaranteed, I'll turn around.
What? Coffee? Yeah. Huh? Why do I rewind the show, then pick up my phone again and miss the same part again?
Every time. These are memes we've seen. Then, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. Now, if you have nothing nice to say, post that on Facebook right away! I may have written that meme. I'm just saying.
Normal cat, meow. Texan cat, meowdy.
And finally, memes we've seen. My last one. Do you have another one?
Nope, you are good to go.
All right,
so
we're going to end it here. I said to my wife this morning, why do we always argue about everything? She replied, well, if I agreed with you, then we would both be wrong. Oh. There you go. Memes we have seen.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Zoe, it is time to talk food with our food dude, Chris Father Gil Brown from YouTube.com/That's Rank Chris. What do you got for us today?
Well, today I think I've got something that's going to get all of our listeners excited, including you, John. I know a lot of times I talk about stuff that's not all up in your wheelhouse, but this should definitely be calling your
name. I was going to say, his opinions have not always been most positive.
I am particular.
I'm like, here to try, and he's like, no.
I was going to say, I'm particular when it comes to my food. No, I have very limited food likes.
Yeah, we would have thrown you off at work this week. One of my South African employees brought me a bag of cured beef tongue that I got to nibble on. It's
God,
like jerky.
No,
phenomenal. Yeah, exactly. I knew that was going to rub you the wrong way. But this one should get you excited. So
yeah, expand our horizons.
maybe one of my absolute favorite business models that exists in the U.S. today is coming up to Canada in the near future, and it is a business called Insomnia Cookies. Now, let me explain what Insomnia Cookies are. It was a business created by a couple of University of Pennsylvania students back in 2003, and they opened their first retail shop in Syracuse, and they open up near universities. And the purpose of this is to provide warm cookies at all hours of the night when the munchies are hitting you most. So they have in-house shop that you can wander off to, always close to university locations, over 200 across the U.S. But they also deliver hot from the oven, soft baked cookies at all hours of the night. So the bar is closed. You go home. You want a handful of cookies, they're yours, and they will show up nice and hot on your doorstep. And I see Zoe already just rolling her eyes with excitement on that.
Yes.
One.
Oh, man. I mean, for a while, was getting those like Lucky Charms, like Pillsbury Doughboy cookies over, St. Patty's Day is when they had them. And it was so nice to just be able to just pop it in for 7 minutes and then just have like a nice warm cookie like late at night after dinner.
And the business has been huge. I see John wants to weigh in on it. It's done phenomenally because it's so smart. Just open up near university students and offer cookies at all hours of the night. They can't fail. And I don't know why nobody else was doing this.
Hey, you were right. I do approve of this message, but I have a question.
Sure.
Just a general question. Yeah, I want that. This needs to be a thing. Could you take cookies, though? Does anybody know? Could you take cookies like you bought at the store? Fresh baked cookies, but now they're not warm anymore. They've been sitting on the counter for a little while. Could you put them in an air fryer for a bit and just warm them up? Would that work?
Probably about 30 to 60 seconds in an air fryer, and you've got what you need. It would definitely do in a pinch if you were looking for some hot cookies, but why do the work when there's this whole group willing to do it for you?
So
I'll cover the menu really, really
excellent
quickly.
Point, Chris. An excellent point. Yeah.
They've got all sorts of classic stuff. So they've got your classic chocolate chunk, double chocolate mint, red velvet, oatmeal raisin, but they've got amped up stuff as well. So if you wanted to get a little adventurous stuff like blueberry cheesecake filled, banana crepe,
Zoe's losing her mind right now.
Yeah. No, it's...
cookies.
cookies are great in all forms, but they've also got brownies, in-house made ice cream for cookie sandwiches, and even large
Chris,
cookie
you're killing
cakes.
Me. You're killing me.
Yeah, my favorite one, John, and you would love this. It's a cake that reads, I'm sorry your day sucked. Have a cookie.
Yes.
We all need that at the end of a hard day.
Exactly.
So the company's name again is?
Insomnia Cookies, and we can expect to see them in Canada starting to expand within the next 12 to 24 months.
Do we know
Take my
where,
money.
Do we know where in Canada?
All sorts of major cities. They haven't formally announced which cities are going to be hit, but if you live in a large urban area, you can expect to be seeing an Insomnia Cookies near a university.
Get ready, West Quaco, New Brunswick, major city that you are, where I'm going to be spending some of my summer.
You and all post-secondary students. That's it.
Yeah, right near a university. That makes a lot of sense. Wow, great stuff. Chris Father Gail Brown, always with the latest on food. His YouTube channel, youtube.com/thatsrank.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Ranting and raving. So we're going to rave about one thing. We're going to rant about one thing. Zoe, you get to go first this week.
All right.
Not
so my rant is starting.
Not that kind of rave. Jeez.
I'm not a raving kid, okay? I tried.
What's on your mind this week?
So, as we all love here in Canada, we are going from that good old winter fashion into our summer fashion. So that means ripping everything out of your closet and then refilling it again with all your favorite summer things, which I can't rave enough about. I am so happy to get all of my summer dresses out. And, well, let's just say Mr. Handsome's having a hard time with it. So
why?
Oh, the poor guy almost has a heart attack every time he sees me. He's like, what is this? What is this beautiful gown? What are you doing?
Oh, I see. Oh, he's overwhelmed by the gorgeous Zoe all the time.
Yes. He can't help but be very excited when he sees me now with all my summer dresses. So.
Lita's still with us. Look at how red she is right now, Lita.
Oh, yeah. That is a red face if I ever saw one.
I'm trying to hide by my microphone. It's not working.
Don't hide it. Hide it. Don't hide.
It's this true. Where's Sue? She definitely backed me up.
Own the dresses, girl. Own the power that you hold with those dresses.
Yes, exactly. And they're just so easy, right, Lita? You get it. Like, you just throw it on and head out the door. It's not like three layers of clothing and then
exactly,
some.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially when you're dealing with anything above 25 degrees. Anything above 25 degrees, it's just so simple. And then you can actually breathe and not feel like you are dying.
Yes. I don't know if you got a ton of humidity where you are, but here in Ottawa, it's just humidity central. So yeah, definitely need that extra airflow for sure.
You mentioned Sue would agree with you, and she just chimed in to say she does. She agrees with you wholeheartedly. She loves it when I sport my new summer dresses. So there you go. It's 3 for 3 here on the Weekend Jam.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Hey, it's Mother's Day this weekend. Zoe, tell me a little bit about your mom.
Oh, gosh. My mom is fantastic. She's the best. She is so proud of her two children. And I would have to say one of my favorite memories of, or just not even a memory because it still happens when I go out with her. But when she sees someone in their PJs or their sweatpants, she gives me a look and she'll say to me, thanks for dressing up for us. So Mr. Handsome has all my lovely outfits and my mom to thank for it because I refuse to leave the home now in sweatpants.
So it's mom that taught you to dress up and look your best. And
yes. Okay. Yep. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have, as she says.
That's good. That's funny because my mom, I'm adopted, but the mom that that adopted me in the house I grew up in, there were never any jeans allowed at the table. So we have that in common, right? It was always a respectful thing, dress up thing. And when I first started dating Sue, you know, there was a Sunday night dinner and I said, come on over for dinner. And she said, fantastic. And I picked her up. We're about halfway home. She lives on the other side of the city. And I'm looking at her and I'm going, oh, by the way, I should have mentioned, there's no jeans allowed at the
dining
room.
Melky, you tell her it's the ninth hour? Like, oh my God.
I just assumed that was a universal rule. I didn't know. And so she's now she's like just beside herself, whatever else. Anyway, she busted down that barrier of, listen, if you want us to be at Sunday dinner, you're going to have to allow jeans. So
starting her off on the right foot, giving her a leg up for sure.
Yeah. My mom that raised me, of course, I am adopted. And, you know, we couldn't have children. You were such a gift. You brought us so much joy. Let me tie that into my biological mother, who I met just a few years ago. And of course, you know, she had to give me up and she watched as they took me out of the room. And that's the last she ever saw of me. And she always wondered, like, where does the child go?
Yeah, you know, honestly.
Well, as it turns out, they took me just down the road to an office tower attached to a shopping area. and my adopted parents were there signing the papers, whatever else. Papers are signed. Oh, wow. It's all done. Somebody comes from the back room and hands me to them. They go down the elevator. They're in the mall. Nobody thinks twice about it. It's just another couple in a mall with a baby. I'm telling my biological mother this. They took you to the mall? Yes. Yes, that's
yeah, they
right.
just gave me to some stranger. They're like, hey, you want a baby?
Mom and Dad, Milky bought me at the mall.
Oh.
And not on sale, I might add. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Tweets of the week. This week, it's parents who've been tweeting Zoe. We begin with this one from, you know what? I'm not going to name names because I can't read half of them.
We are super professionals here. We screw up everyone's names.
That's
like
right.
professionals.
That's right. You read mine off a page and see how well you do with it.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. See if you put the umlaut on Zoe. See if you even know what an umlaut is. Right?
Right. I say my name and people still screw it up, so it's fine.
Here we go. It takes an entire village's coffee to raise a child.
That is fair.
Tweets of the week, parents edition. Open floor plans are all cute until you need baby gates.
Very true. I see people push their furniture into the way and get very creative when it comes to holding that baby in place.
Things you don't think of, right? But yeah, that would be a problem for some folks. All right. It'd be a lot easier to follow my second grader's school gossip if the kids' names were not Maddie, the other Maddie, and Maddie with an I.
Well, I'm sure you dealt with that, John.
There is John and there is Jonathan, and that's about it.
I coasted on Zoe. There was no real competition for that one, thankfully. But nowadays, I hear it is quite a hot name. So,
well, I mean, who wouldn't want to be named after you?
Aw.
Right? All right. Finally, Tweets of the Week, Parents Edition. Highly recommend teaching your 3 to 4 year old about air quotes so you can have hilarious memories about them misusing air quotes.
I'm sure.
I would like that to be a hashtag on TikTok, please. That sounds fun. There you go. Tweets of the week from parents.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
I love when she pops up on our screen here. Her name is It's Me. Sue is here. And she is Sue McGarvey.
Hi, Zoe. Hi.
Welcome, welcome to the Weekend Jam.
Jam is good. I am on the weekend. I was just saying I'm in the land of a trillion black flies at the cottage. But yes, we wait for the baby dragonflies to come and eat them all. But in the meantime, I'm stuck in the bug tent.
It looks absolutely gorgeous, though. Nice little piece of heaven you've got there for yourself. Nice. All right. We want to help those on the dating scene. It's a Saturday night. Maybe they're thinking of, you know, getting downtown, exploring or whatever. What is your advice for those who are dating and things they should be doing right now?
Okay. So I don't understand why people aren't looking on Eventbrite or what's on in the city and going to events. I did the home hardware thing last week because we're getting stuff for the cottage. And I'm telling you, nothing but like a sea of guys in tool belts. So if you're a single woman, why are you not at Home Depot?
Yeah.
And I think that there's that taco, you know, that taco festival, taco and beer, any booze tasting, cigar smoking, pool thing, rugby show, like, why are you not there? So I keep saying that guys are like, oh, I don't want to go to something where there's nothing but a whole bunch of women. I'm like, go to something where there's a whole bunch of women. So I think that that is my big advice for the, like, we've got all this amazing stuff to do. Find something where there you will be stand out in a sea of the other gender.
Yes, I mean, never catch a man quicker than looking confused in the wood aisle at a hardware store.
I had 3 guys in orange vests, and I'm saying, hey, I hear this is the place to meet hot men. Can I have a photo? You know, post it to my single girlfriends. Like, come on down. This is the place. Forget being downtown. Go find the taco place. And something where you can do that. Hey, I hear there's a Bollywood dance thing this weekend. Go dance Bollywood as a guy. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a whole bunch of hot women in saris.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Sue McGarvey, always with great tips and great encouragement, too. She's the ultimate wing person you know, yes. for those of you dating. And if you want more great advice on all things dating, sex, etc., follow Sue online, sexwithsue.com. We are theducklings.com. And, of course, our podcast that we do together every single week called Turned On. You'll find it right here at blasttheradio.com. Sue McGarvey, thank you for joining us on The Weekend Jam.
It's The Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
It is time now for the Amuse News. By the way, this is my newscaster voice. I hope you like it.
It's hilarious for the Amuse News.
Thank you. All right, in the news, police in Enid, Oklahoma. At first, we're walking very slowly and very cautiously through the grassy wooded area of a farm seeking the source of faint cries in the distance. Well, the distressing noise that sounded like human cries for help escalated as they began running to help what they thought was a person trapped maybe under farm equipment. When they got there, they discovered it was a goat.
Aww. Poor goat.
I got a unanimous aww.
Baby goats need help too, you know, not just humans.
Yes, yeah, yes, but it's funny that it tricked them into thinking it was a human. That's a smart goat right there.
The farmer, by the way, says he had two male goats in the barn and he took one out and the goat apparently was not pleased. So that's the noise it makes. Off to Germany, where police there say a 51-year-old man who was left tied up in the woods when a sex game went awry had a very lucky escape after a cyclist and a hunter heard his screams for help.
Well, that must have been an awkward encounter in the forest.
He's doing it wrong. He was tied up. He wasn't gagged. Anyway, police said the man was discovered fully dressed but firmly bound with ropes, pantyhose over his head, atop a deer hunting platform.
Of all things.
Apparently, he met this woman online. They got together. She got a phone call and took off. Just left him there.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, where do all the weird news stories of the week seem to come from?
Florida.
Florida, indeed. This is the story of McKenna Kneipp of Palm City, Florida. She's trending. This is actually a cool story. So McKenna is an adventure lover and an Instagram influencer. Her page is filled with all kinds of interesting posts related to skydiving. The latest one, which is getting all kinds of views, she's skydiving and applying her makeup 10,000 feet in the air.
That's just bragging.
Yeah, honestly, because I would just, I mean, you see people's faces like when they do the videos of skydiving and you're just like, you know, like, how do you? I can barely tell when I'm looking in the mirror. Like,
exactly. Like, we struggle enough with the mirror. Could you imagine having the wind blowing while also trying to put like a fake eyelash on, doing your mascara, the lip? No.
What? I'm notorious for doing it at a stoplight every now and again, but the car has to be like physically stopped.
On the other hand, I mean, the flowy hair as a result of that, I mean, that right there. Don't get better than that.
That is truly blown out.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Zoe, meet my buddy Keith Whittier. Keith, meet my buddy Zoe.
Hi there.
Hey, Keith. So glad you could join us on the Weekend Jam. I'm super excited to hear what I should be bringing Mr. Handsome to at the box office.
Okay.
That is Keith's forte, the box office. All right, so you're here with this weekend's best bet.
Yeah, absolutely. And this weekend's best bet is a movie called Blackberry. Of course, this is based on the company out of Kitchener-Waterloo. There was a time when every other person had a Blackberry. It dominated like 45% of the smartphone market. And this is a film that tells the story of the rise and the eventual fall of this company. We've got some really strong performances in there. Jay Baruchel, who a lot of people will remember, is in this film. And he delivers a very strong dramatic turn as opposed to a lot of the comedic turns we've seen him do in the past. This is a film that a lot of people can compare to The Social Network in terms of the rise of Facebook. I think that Blackberry is going to hit. Even though we know how the story ends, it's interesting seeing how it gets there. So I definitely recommend this movie.
I miss that keyboard. I really do. I don't miss a lot of things about the Blackberry, but I miss that keyboard. I think that's pretty much universal, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad was addicted to his, absolutely. And I'm so happy to see Jay Baruchel back again. I think the last time I saw him was Letterkenny, the TV show. And also my cousin starred with him in the movie Trotsky that he did very while back.
That's so cool.
I miss the battery life on those things. But yes, it's a very strong film. And again, you get, you know, Kitchener-Waterloo, Hamilton. There's mentioning of the NHL because, of course, one of the principals of Blackberry wanted to break into the NHL. So a lot of interesting things going on in this movie. Very entertaining, very gripping. Definitely check it out.
You do a ton of movie reviews every single week. Quickly, before we let you go, where can people connect with you online to read and hear more?
Absolutely. You can find me at the Auto Life magazine website at autolife.com, as well as reaching out to me directly on Twitter and Instagram at CFL_fan.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
It is time for me to rant and rave, Zoe.
Yes. What do you got to rave or rant about today?
I'm going to begin with a rave. I'm going to actually praise someone, and I can't believe the following words are going to leave my lips, but here we go. I would like to say thank you to the woman driving a BMW who actually waved me in as I was trying to get onto Bank Street. No BMW driver ever does that.
I was going to say, they are not usually the most friendliest drivers on the road, and yet here you are getting waved in by one.
My first thought was, she must have rented that car. That can't be hers. It's terrible.
Fair.
And a rant. I already hate self-checkouts. I will stand in line for an hour and a half to deal with a human before I go to a self-checkout. I hate it. I resent it. I don't work there. Well, it just got even worse. Did you know at Home Depot, if you want to get keys cut, you now have to do that yourself?
Well, they better be offering a discount and especially return policy, because I'm going to screw it up. It's not going to work. And I'm coming back madder than I was before because I even had to go get a key cut in the first place. Why can I not just put my fingerprint to the door? How are we not at this point, guys? It's 2022.
I couldn't get over it. Home Depot. There's like, I need to get a key cut, and I like point to the machine. No.
You're like, does it go in here? And they're like, yes. And you're like, don't talk to me like I'm supposed to have known how to do this before. All right. This was your guys' job up until the last month or whenever you changed this.
I wasn't here for training. I'm sorry. I need a human to help me out. There you go. Ranting and raving on the Weekend Jam.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Of course, it is Mother's Day tomorrow, but today is, according to the Today is Holiday calendar, International Hummus Day. Yum.
Glad we both agree.
Such a good snack.
I'm trying to be better and avoid chips and stuff like that. Hummus and some veggies, I am all in for that. Happy National Apple Pie Day today, especially to our friends, I guess, in America. I know it's kind of cliche, but it's kind of your thing. Fruit Cocktail Day today. I haven't had fruit cocktail since I was a kid, I don't think.
Oh, I have them. I've got the Dole cups there that I bring to work as a snack every now and again.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah,
they're good. Cool. Yeah.
Zoe, I saw you. Were you like axe throwing the other day?
I was, yes. And I won.
Of course you did.
That a girl.
I don't know if today's axe throwing day, but it is archery day. Is that in your wheelhouse too?
Yes. Yeah. I've played archery dodgeball before. I don't know if anyone's played that. Yeah. What? There's like a place. Yeah. Here in town that you can play archery, but it's dodgeball version. Of course, there's foam things on the end, but it really feels like Hunger Games for sure.
Time out. Does this mean you have like a swan princess like thing going on in Ottawa? Is that what I'm hearing? You remember that scene with Practice when he's trying to catch the great monster?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You'll have to come and play.
I will, absolutely.
What have I done to myself inviting you two to get together on this? All right, brunch for lunch day. That should be every day.
I went for brunch already today, so I'm already got that off the list.
When? All right, well, guess what you can have for dessert? It's cough drop day, so there's that.
I'll go with apple pie, thanks.
If you know an Anita or a Drew, it is Anita Day. It is Drew Day. It is Babysitter's Day. It is Birth Mother's Day. I am adopted, so happy Birth Mother's Day to my birth mom, Maureen. It's Crouton Day.
Yes, love croutons.
We just talked about this a few minutes ago. It's Dog Mom's Day, so it's a Mother's Day for people who have dogs. Aw.
Yay,
finally, some recognition.
Yeah.
Mini golf day. I am up for that. We got to do some mini golf. That's just fun.
That is so fun.
Yeah. Windmill day. Stay up all night day. Top gun day. Tulip day. And everybody, Your best belly dance, please. It is World Belly Dancing Day today. Where is Shakira when we need her?
I feel like I'm moving my shoulders too much. It's all in the hips. Hips don't lie.
It's the Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman.
Oh my goodness, the Weekend Jam has become a busy show.
I know, but I'm really excited about all the guests. I don't know about you, but...
I am, and we've got a couple of other people saying, hey, how do I be part of things? How do I contribute to this? They are enjoying it too, so...
Oh, that makes me happy. That's why I just want everyone to have fun, right? That's always the... Yeah, that's like all you want out of life is just to have fun. So I'm excited to see where this goes. And I like the variety of opinions and voices. And we've just got like this little radio family collective going on.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're all sitting on the deck with our listener, you know, and Chris Father Gilbrun comes by. And we have a conversation about food. Lita shows up. Oh, my God, she's always got great new music. We, you know, we talk a little bit about movies. Keith Whittier, of course, becomes an expert on that. Inevitably, after a couple of Pink Whitneys, you know, I will usually... You know, turn to a conversation about sex. Well, along comes Sue McGarvey to back me up in the conversation.
And I'm just laughing the entire time.
And then Zoe just tolerating it.
No, having fun. I laugh a lot. So.
Yes, you do. And I love your laugh. Mother's Day. Any plans for mom?
Yeah, well, I mean, this morning I went to brunch before the show with her and also my nanny on her side there and gave them both some beautiful bouquets. I'm very proud of myself. Yeah, no free plugs, but it was a place in Wellington called Wild Willy's and they're great.
Wild Willy's, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and then going to church Sunday morning with mom, of course. My mom enjoys it, so.
Nice.
There I go. And on Monday, we're going for pedicures. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. Because I don't have an answer to the question. I think I'm probably going to go visit mom for a bit. I'm a horrible son.
Well, you could probably bring flowers, though. I feel like you're a flower bringer.
Normally, I bring like a bird feeder. But, oh, my God, the backyard now is still filled
with like 20 years of bird feeder. I gave my mom a bird feeder 1 year.
I don't know what to do. I'm terrible at this stuff.
But that's what you could do. You could do her backyard cleaning.
Right. Okay, sure. No. Anyway, I'll figure that out. Zoe, always a pleasure. The Weekend Jam here for you every Saturday from 2 until 5. If you miss the show, you can find the podcast called The Weekend Jam. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Google. You can also go to blasttheradio.com. And now available on the all-new Blast the Radio app as well. Just give it a little boop and away you go. And we are creating our social media channels, TikTok, etc. We just need content for it. We're working on that.
Yeah. Desperately. But if you like what you heard, spread the word, of course, as always.
Zoe Thorne, John Milkey, your Weekend Jam. Move for now.